You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed you are, and happy day to you. You are officially, as of now, on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. Well, I hope you're having a great day today. Make it more so, and tune in for the complete hour. I'll tell you what, I have a fabulous guest who's come a long way in his life. I've read his book. It's called Unleash Your Inner Warrior. Brad Winneberg is the author. An accomplished man. It's a great book, easy read, great learning, teaches a lot of the concepts that I really talk about in my cognitive therapeutic practice, trying to help people out, figure things out to make their lives a lot better, taking action. But we're talking, this guy's a very experienced black belt. I mean, he has a huge, huge company, and we're going to talk about that as well. But how he found to unleash his inner warrior and how you can find your inner warrior as well. So we'll check that out. It'll be a great show today. What else did I want to tell you about? By the way, if you would like to email me, we're going to be getting to some of our listeners' emails a little bit later in the show. Questions, problems, issues, things that you want to share with me about what you discovered about yourself or relationships. That's cool too. I would love to hear from you. And by the way, let me give you that phone number right now if you'd like to call in. That number is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Now, let me tell you how you can get in touch with me if you'd like to email me some of your questions, which I might be able to read on the air if I get your approval, or I'll just keep you anonymous, and help you out with your problems, issues, relationship stuff, whatever. That email address is Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle at AOL.com. Doc Michelle at AOL.com. Go ahead, write me. Love to hear from you. Or you can find me on my website, which is DrMichelleTherapy.com. It's D-R, abbreviated, D-R Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. And you can find more about what I'm about. It's called Positive Life Changes, getting away from being addicted to the drama in your life. That's what I do. I help folks out with a lot and many more other issues too, especially managing anxiety and stress, because that's what it's all about right now in our lives. It seems, doesn't it? All right. As I mentioned earlier, we have the author of a fabulous book I was able to read, just finished it. It's called Unleash Your Inner Warrior. And I believe he's up on the line. Let's see if we can pull him up right now, possibly get him up on the air. Brad, hi, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent.
Well, you know what? By reading your book, I know you are. I mean, you know, you just, the whole thing is about making a transformation in your life.
Absolutely.
And helping others to make that transformation for themselves.
That's so true.
And I really enjoyed it. And I thank you so much, by the way.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the air.
It's great for you to be here. So, folks, as I mentioned, it's called Unleash Your Inner Warrior. And Brad Winneberg is the author. And what we're talking about here is, you know, making, like I said, major changes in your life to really get what you want out of life. But I wanted to ask you, so, folks, I got the concept, but people can really understand. What does your book set out to do to help people?
Well, the message really is in direct relation to the problems, the issues that we have. Mm-hmm. At whatever degree that we might have issues and problems,
right.
We all have them. to give hope, to realize that, you know what, we should be living our lives to the maximum. We should be living life with abundance. If we're living with a purpose, a vision, a reason for waking up and getting out of bed and getting and moving forward, life is a this world is a wonderful place to experience. And so many of us, including myself in the past, are so stuck in the victim mentality, the area where I'm to blame, I'm the fault, I was raised in a very dysfunctional family, oh my goodness. And what I hope to do in this book was by sharing my story and where I went, where I was, what happened, what I did, and where I'm at today, that I can lend some hope. And hopefully in a very straightforward manner, very honest and upfront manner, I've shared the most intimate things in my life and what I had to finally do to get to where I'm at today.
That was really courageous of you. What I loved about your book is that you were really open and honest about the place you were at. It's like hitting bottom, they say.
Yes.
You have to hit bottom sometimes. So maybe you can share with our listeners exactly kind of the problems you went through and what really was it that made you say, I can't do this anymore.
Well, let me try.
Okay.
Let me go back to age 21.
Okay.
Right now I'm age 55.
Young guy.
At age 21, I'd been married already for 2 years to Bonnie. I had always dreamt and wanted to be a police officer. And at 21, I was sworn in as a police officer for the city of Anaheim.
Cool.
I was out on the street on patrols. Bonnie and I had just purchased a home. So we had a home, two cars, married 2 years. I had the career that I'd always wanted. I had graduated from college already. I had my first black belt in karate.
Wow.
And boy, life should have been exactly the way I had planned it out.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I had this little thing called alcoholism.
Okay. Yep.
The police officers like to drink to begin with, but when you've got a problem right up front, it just magnified, and it continued to get worse and worse. And before long, I literally was drinking day in and day out.
Right.
And at age 25, I found myself lying in bed with my wife, trying to go to sleep. I reached over to the end table, pulled out my service revolver, put it to my head, and pulled the trigger. And somehow, some way, Bonnie intuitively knew earlier that day that something was wrong.
Wow.
And even though she had never touched my service revolver before, she unloaded it.
Good for Bonnie.
So the next thing I knew, Doc, was I was strapped to a bed in a psych ward.
Yep, 4-point restraints.
And here you go. And here's this guy that you would look at for all intents and purposes and say, this guy's got it all going.
Right.
And I was an absolute wreck from the inside out. And I screamed, I yelled, and I said, you know, look at what you're doing to me.
Yes.
You know, my parents didn't treat me right. I've got all the problems, and you guys have done this to me. And somehow, some way, during the morning when I looked up to the ceiling and said, I need help.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
This is not the way I want to go out.
Yes.
And there was a moment where I surrendered, and I just said, I'll do whatever it takes.
Wow.
To turn this life around. And when the nurse came in, I said, I don't want to live, but I don't want to die, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And really, that was a turning point. I'd like to say that I never drank again after that,
but
I can tell you my journey started.
That is an amazing quick, what a quick way that you achieved that. You said laying there in the bed looking at the ceiling. So many people I work with, it takes them so long, and they go, you know, they have relapse, and then they come back again. They have relapse, and they come back. But I'm so happy for you that you have the ability to do that.
I'd like to say, Doc, that I didn't have some relapses, but whether they were emotional or physical or whatever, none of us can rise above human.
Yes.
But what I never lost was that passion. That what I did not want to have on my gravestone was, here lies somebody that never contributed anything.
Right.
Or
right.
Here lies the drunk. I need to leave some footprints on this planet that mean something.
And I think if everybody thought that way, that they have to find that meaning for themselves. By the way, if you just tuned in, folks, so we're talking with Brad Winneberg. He's the author of the brand new book, Unleash Your Inner Warrior, and it's how to change your mindset for the better, and that's what we're all about here on my show. So you went through hell. You woke up in the hospital room. You decided that I've got to change my life. I've got to do something.
Right.
And you did.
I did, and the operative word there is I said I needed help.
Yes.
And to that point, I figured, well, here I am. I wear a badge. I have a gun strapped to my side. Mm-hmm. I'm all powerful. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is I was nothing more than human with my own frailties and weaknesses. And I had to find some way, somehow, to accent my character assets,
mm-hmm.
to help my character defects, mm-hmm. and stop focusing on the things I couldn't change,
yes.
and focus on those things I could. And,
yes.
you know, it sounds so trite, it sounds so simple, and it really is when you get down to it, but it takes a decision. It takes a conscious decision and a passion not to live in the old tapes, to
it's
replace
true.
Those with new and positive tapes.
It's really true. That serenity prayer is very powerful. It's,
oh,
like you said,
absolutely
it's very simple,
is.
But it's very
powerful.
And it powerful.
Seems simple as well,
yes.
but when you break that down, what do I really have the power
right,
over?
Right.
And from what I've found over time is that most of us spend so much time trying to change the things we have absolutely no control over.
Right.
And the things we have control over, we ignore because that means change.
It's scary and maybe too hard.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think a lot of that, and I've listened to some of your programs in the past,
mm-hmm.
is I think a lot of that is we don't give ourselves credit for who we are.
I agree.
I mean, every one of us is a unique, special person that has a purpose to be on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And to identify that and then to do something about it is really the key to unleash your inner warrior. It's not about going out there and
right.
pounding down walls.
Right, exactly.
It's about going out there and getting on what I like to call the yellow brick road of life.
I love that.
I think it's
really
fascinating,
good.
The Wizard of Oz story, when you think about it. It
yes.
really is a story of life.
It is kind of metaphor, isn't it? It's great.
Absolutely. I mean, she was given a journey, a path to her dreams, mm-hmm. her wishes, her desires, and all she had to do was stay on the yellow brick road, but mm-hmm. it wasn't that simple, was it?
Right. No, it sure wasn't. And most of us don't. You know, it's difficult.
No.
One of my issues with a lot of clients who I see is they're always, but, you know, just like you said, Brad, my mom and dad were horrible to me. Oh, I've had so much pain. I had so many bullies. I've had this. And that's true, and that's wonderful to explore and understand why you're feeling the way you are. But I always say it's better if you're in the driver's seat to look through the windshield that then continue to look through the rearview mirror, because it's not going to help you move on to your journey.
Oh, that's
you know?
That's a great analogy. It's so true.
Wow, thanks.
And there's not much we can do about the negativity of the past.
Yes.
Other than to learn from them. Don't forget the past. Don't shut the door on it.
Right.
But to move forward. And that's an interesting statement, because on my mother's deathbed, who I was raised in a very difficult family,
mm-hmm.
She looked into my eyes and she said, you know, I didn't do a great job.
Oh.
She says, but it's your responsibility to fix it.
Wow.
And she was so true.
You
she
know,
so true.
That did, were you, pardon my analysis here, but how did that make you feel, Brad?
it gave me a freedom.
Yes.
Basically, what she was giving me was permission not to blame her anymore and take
yes.
responsibility for my own life.
Yes.
And that, you know, you can blame me all you want for the
right.
rest of your life, but that does you no good.
That's a really important point. Well, let's talk about the inner warrior. What is the inner warrior that we all have?
I think it's that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's that little voice inside of us that, have you ever had a dream or a desire or an idea and you just can't go to sleep at night? You just keep thinking about that thing
mm-hmm.
and... something that you wake up and it launches you out of bed and you want to get going in your life and
mm-hmm.
you just can't wait to get to do it.
Right.
Or that time when you help that person on the street and all of a sudden you stand a little bit more erect, you walk a little mm-hmm. stronger, you feel like you've done something
yeah.
of purpose.
Yes.
I believe that's the inner warrior in us.
Okay.
And if we don't unleash that, if we don't bring out that spirit within us, how can we share that with other people?
Right.
And I found myself so wrapped up in ego and self-centeredness that I couldn't see the forest through the trees.
Yes.
And, you know, there's an interesting analogy when you before you take off in an airplane, they say, if the oxygen masks drop, mm-hmm. place it on your face first, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and then help others around you.
Right.
And, I mean, that's such a key to life, is that once we help ourselves, we recognize we need help, mm-hmm. and we start doing something about that, then it's our responsibility to serve others.
It is, indeed.
And to me, that's the mark of a warrior. As a martial artist, I hear you and your husband are black belts.
Yes, we are, actually.
Congratulations.
It took us a while, but...
it's wonderful, so I'm sure you've experienced that warrior mentality.
Yes.
once we unleash that...
Yes.
Then there's a peace of mind knowing that we're doing a purpose greater than self.
Yes.
And without, and again, greater than self is a key, because when we focus on us, mm-hmm. if we focus only on myself, I am so limited. And mostly what I'm limited to are my own self-induced prisons.
Yes.
Yeah. So in Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up to me, one of my sponsees, somebody I'm working with, and he's telling me all about his troubles and problems. I say, it's time to unleash your inner warrior. Do you see that guy over there? He's got 5 hours of sobriety. Go help him.
Yes.
And the moment that guy goes over, I see him smile, he perks up, mm-hmm. and I can see that little warrior coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It's all about, you are right on, I really believe that. It's all about kind of losing your inner ego and your needs, and just going outside yourself and saying, how can I share my experiences, or what can I do? What little random acts of kindness? What can I do for, you know, these people to, or anybody, maybe to help, just give a little bit, maybe to give them my experiences or to help them, and that gives purpose to life.
Absolutely, and as teachers, as black belts, as mm-hmm. other warriors, mm-hmm. I'm not out here telling people what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sharing an experience that most people can relate to one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
where I had to get to finally wake up, and then the mentors and the people, including God along the way, that could help me recover, and then the fact that I can't keep it unless I give it away.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true.
And I imagine it's frustrating for you as a, you have your couch, because it seems so simple,
mm-hmm.
yet unless somebody has someone to guide them through it,
mm-hmm.
we get off the yellow brick road.
Yes.
And all of a sudden we have the monkeys attacking us, and we have the Tin Man that is beckoning our call.
Yes.
And if we go back to that story, each time Dorothy was pulled off the journey,
mm-hmm.
or the trail, she found out that was all part of the journey and the success of her mission.
Yes.
And as she helped these people along the way, and then they started helping her, as a group, as a team, they succeeded.
It's really wonderful analogy, isn't it? That's really true.
It's
by the
fabulous.
Way, folks, if you just turned in, we're listening to author Brad Wenneberg. He's the author of Unleash Your Inner Warrior, 6th degree black belt. Oh, my God, that's hard. That's so hard. I'm barely second.
One step at a time, we
yes,
can do
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. And, folks, this man has turned his life around. He's a community leader, teacher, owner of one of the largest and most successful single-location karate academies in the U.S. And this book really is it really helps people make transformations in their life. So can we get to it now? What are some of the main principles you tell readers to follow in order to find their inner warrior, in order to start working on themselves and have a happier life?
Well, I'm going to say the first thing that I encourage people to do is stop procrastinating and make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Whether your decision is correct or not, just make a decision and take some positive action.
Mm-hmm.
And then I encourage people to find out what their life's purpose is, and we can talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
Taking action, being teachable mm-hmm. is another principle. I have a mentor of mine who says the highest level of spirituality is to remain teachable.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that, it makes so much sense, because unless I am growing and learning from someone who is where I'd like to be,
mm-hmm.
I can't get to the next level.
Yes.
The next one that I talk about is being accountable.
Yes.
And it's not so much accountable to Doc Michelle or or my wife as much as it is accountable to myself. And really, internally, I know whether I'm being accountable. And ultimately, I will be judged by my actions and not my intentions.
The
next one that I mentioned is to be grateful. And again, we have a list, and we can all probably pop right off the top of our heads the lists of things that are going wrong in our life.
Yes.
But if we truly sit down and put on paper the things we are grateful for, that list will fully outweigh any of the negatives.
Yes, yes. And in cognitive therapy, when I teach people, I really, along your lines, it's almost like the positive affirmations, which are real to you.
Right.
That corny to say, but the attitude of gratitude and as many things as you can list and really seriously be grateful for in your life, the more daily continual practice of that thought, just the thought and knowing that can bring you almost instantaneous elevation in your mood and in your life, because it's what you're putting out there as well to other people.
Absolutely, and in your profession, you guys have come up with statistics saying I believe we have 80,000 thoughts in a day.
Yeah, right.
And they kind of boil it down to saying 80% of those thoughts are negative thoughts.
That's true.
I'm too fat. I'm going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And if we start replacing those and chipping away those one at a time, mm-hmm. you'll be surprised how intuitively you will go to that
yes.
positive attitude over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's catchy. It attracts success.
Mm-hmm.
If all we are thinking about and acting on are the negatives, that's exactly what we attract.
I agree completely. It's the law of attraction, basically.
That is the law of life.
It's quantum physics.
Absolutely. And now, how do we find purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the peak question that mm-hmm. I get from my students and
right.
my parents is, well, how do I know what my purpose is?
Right.
And one of the questions I ask them is when are you the happiest?
Right.
When have you found yourself just going, that felt good?
Mm-hmm.
And many people will say, well, it was when I was helping my grandchild, or maybe I was working in the soup kitchen, or mm-hmm. I was whittling at my model boat, mm-hmm. or I was out in the garage building something,
mm-hmm.
Or when I'm on the computer and creating something, or I'm writing, whatever the case may be.
Right, right.
And I say, okay, now what do you do for a living? And what they do for a living is absolutely completely opposite of what they enjoy doing.
Right.
And what I find is they're working in a business that their brother-in-law suggested
uh-huh.
or was close to the house,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing this for 20 years because mm-hmm. this is what they've always done.
Right.
So what I ask is, when are you the happiest? Take a look at that.
Yes.
What lights your fire?
Mm-hmm.
What gets you launched out of bed in the morning going, I just can't wait? Or what keeps you up at night going, I can't stop thinking about this, I'm
right.
excited about it?
Right.
What gives you energy?
Mm-hmm.
What are the hobbies you enjoy? And if we can, if you don't mind, I'll tell you just personally as far as being a police officer.
Love this. I love these stories.
I knew at age 6 mm-hmm. that I wanted to be a police officer.
Wow.
Now, I didn't know quite why I wanted to.
Yeah.
But
you were not into analysis when you were 6 years old.
Not really, no. So I, of course, I loved my job. I absolutely
mm-hmm.
loved
mm-hmm.
it. And then I left the PD, medically retired at age 26,
mm-hmm.
and I went into private investigation and
uh-huh.
absolutely hated it. I didn't know
yeah.
why,
yeah.
but I hated it. And then I went into insurance working with families,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it.
Hmm.
And then I came into martial arts, and I loved it. And I said, okay, now what was my purpose? And it was obvious that my purpose is working and helping and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mode of operation changed.
Yes.
So what I say is purpose never changes, but the vehicle does change.
Yes.
So if your purpose in life is to plant flowers and grow flowers,
mm.
or to fish, or to do... model airplanes, whatever the case may be, if that's
yes.
your passion, if that's
yes.
where you thrive,
mm-hmm.
then build your life around your purpose.
Yes.
And you can't help but light the fire every day because you're doing something you absolutely love.
Exactly.
So if you stick me in a back room and
yes.
say, work on a computer today, I will be a miserable person. I'll do it.
Right.
But when I'm out on the floor teaching and interacting with people,
yes,
I am living my purpose.
Yes, that is so meaningful. There are a lot of young adult clients who I see that come in. They say, I hate my job. I hate what I'm doing. I'm unhappy, but I have to do it. I have to make a living. I have to survive. And actually older adult clients as well. But they've kind of found a lot of things that bring them joy. But I tell them to not completely quit their jobs and completely put themselves into financial turmoil, but take more and more time for themselves that they have to enjoy the things that give them, you know, that wonderful feeling, that bring them passion, that bring them, you know, that excitement, that make those good chemicals, you know, flow in their brains.
And Dr. Michelle, that is absolutely critical, and it's something I kind of go into at length in my book.
Yes.
Is it's not necessary. I mean, we all have to do things that we don't necessarily want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, my job's not filled with teaching and excitement all day long.
Right.
So what I encourage people to do is at least identify what that purpose is, and whether it becomes a hobby or avocation. That's your focus, and that's your purpose on Earth.
Mm-hmm,
and if you still have to work in the business you're in, the more you start focusing on that purpose, I believe doors open.
Yes.
And you'll find that as you attract, as your passion grows with your purpose, opportunities will be abundant.
I agree. And a lot of people fear, and I think that fear, they think, well, I'd like to do this, and I love this, and but I'm afraid too. And the moment they put that fear thought up, that will start blocking the energy to allow these opportunities to come into their lives.
That sounds too simple.
Yep.
But it is so true. I mean, have you ever had a client or somebody call on the air, and you can tell right up front something's wrong?
Yeah. Sure.
Or somebody walks into a room in a party and they just light up the room.
Right.
There is absolutely no difference between the two except attitude, and one's projecting a purpose of positive and the other's projecting a purpose of victim.
Yes. Yes.
And, I mean, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it.
Well, that's true.
But again, 80,000 thoughts, if we can replace them by affirmations and chip away at that. And we cannot do it alone.
Right. We really can't.
Mentorship, finding someone that can tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear, which is why I don't encourage people to have family mentors or their wife being their mentor. As you find someone that doesn't have a big investment in you but will tell you what you need to hear.
That's right. Somebody who can be objective, because our family members, they are involved in our lives. And, you know, you as a parent and we as parents, we want to help our children as much as we can. But, you know, some kind of a you know, mentor who is older, a little wiser than them, who can come in and really influence them where they believe that is really, truly, you know, the way to go.
Yep.
So maybe you can briefly explain your idea. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in, we're listening to the author, Brad Winneberg. He wrote the book Unleash Your Inner Warrior, and it's really about how to change your mind for the better, live the life of your dreams. And there are a lot of self-help books out. There's a lot of, you know, really, truly wonderful books out there. This is one of the clearest that I really enjoyed the way that you set up organizationally. And laid it out for people on how to take the steps, you know, or the budo, we can talk about, to get further in their life. But I also, folks, I want you to know that this book has worksheets in it that you can copy. And, you know, it helps you jot down some of your ideas, find your purpose. You know, there's things in it. You can take out a blank sheet of paper and create a new vision of yourself and write it. It helps. You know, sometimes putting it on paper helps you create a vision rather than, you know, we have fleeting thoughts, as we were talking about, as you mentioned earlier, Brad, you know, 80,000 thoughts a day. But if you clearly put it down sometimes and visualize what you would like, how you see yourself. And I also love the idea you gave in here about visualizing who one of your heroes or who one of your, you know, mentors in life is and being sort of like that person, taking those
steps.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And vision, being able to visualize and affirm it through your whatever you write down, pictures you tear out of a magazine and post on your refrigerator, the more we see it, the more we feel it, the more we touch it, the more we sense it, smell it, the more we wrap ourselves around it, that is what we attract. And when you think about that, if we wrap ourselves around the pain, that is what we're going to feel, see, and smell. If we wrap ourselves around the passion and the fact that, yes, we've been knocked down, but get back up, if we wrap ourselves around that, we cannot help but move forward. There's absolutely no way around that. A warrior refuses to stay down. He gets back up, he continues to move forward, and he or she stops blaming others. I hate to use this word, but I've used it in my book several times, is we need to get out of that wimp mentality. We are strong. Whether we're in a wheelchair, whether we're overweight, whether we have an alcohol problem, we are all strong, and it says in the good book that we should live life in abundance. That is our opportunity. Who's going to take responsibility for that if it's not me?
That's true.
And the way around that, at least for me, was first to say I need help, and then to seek out those people, those role models that had what I want, and then say, what is my next step? And then the key is to do it. Because much of what you and I have talked about, we've all heard. And what I tried to do in Unleash Your Inner Warrior is through my stories as a police officer, as a martial artist, as a child, is to say, this is where I was. Can you relate? This is where I had to get to. Can you relate? And this is what I've learned and took action on, and these are the results. And when you identify, take action, you too will see the results.
And what's so cool is that you're living your words. You're not just professing your words. I mean, a lot of us, many psychologists go into this line of profession because we have had our own issues and problems we've had to deal with and try to overcome and, you know, try to understand. But many folks in my profession and many authors, they write these wonderful ideas and they are helpful, but maybe they haven't lived them as much. And I really appreciate your honesty again in this book, because it's, you know, a true journey of, and of course we do have to admit to our, as they call them, personality defects, and we have to admit to our weaknesses and what we have done. And then, like you said, I need help. You need to ask for help.
I mean, what one of the unique things about my martial arts studio, we have nearly 600 individual students in our studio in Fullerton, and one of the things that they recognize about me to begin with is I will always tell you where I am, what's happening in my life, and how I got out of it. I will never focus in on the problem without a solution. So I will be upfront and honest with all of my students. This is what I did today. I messed up. And then I won't go, oh, poor me. I'll say, now, how are we going to figure out a way, a solution to this? And every person that comes into my studio says that is the most refreshing thing to hear. Number one, you're human. Number two, your ego isn't so large that you're telling me you're perfect. And number three is you're telling us the solution. You're giving us a way. And really that is unleashing your inner warrior. I am vulnerable. I have strong points. I have weak points. But together, Dr. Michelle, Brad Winneberg, Bonnie Winneberg, together, working success principles, life principles, we live life in abundance. Beyond our wildest dreams. And I'm not talking just about money. I'm talking about relationships, spirituality, being able to put our heads on our pillows at night and go, I left a mark, and it was a good one.
I'm peaceful with what I did today, and I'm looking forward to what I can do tomorrow to improve myself and possibly help others, and I'm doing the best I can.
And I believe that most people don't need years and years of therapy. I believe that once we've made that decision and we get direction from a good therapist, a good mentor, and we take the action, we can see results immediately.
I agree. I think that's what, you know, some of the tenets of the cognitive behavioral therapies are. You know, you take action and you think thoughts that are correct thoughts and going to get you where you want to go. You think and you behave as if, and you behave then as you are.
Right.
And so I love the idea of what you call the IDEA, the acronym IDEA. And I is identifying your purpose and dreams in life.
Right.
D is make a decision, folks, about it. Or there may be two, maybe, but focus on one thing that you have a passion about.
Absolutely.
E, ride the wave of enthusiasm and energy. Go for it, folks. And A is taking the action.
That's right.
And I love that.
Yeah, and without a decision and without taking action, I think I gave the analogy in the book that you know, a captain of a ship crossing the ocean will reach a medium point to where either he has to turn around and go back or he just has to decide to cross because he only has enough gas, fuel, to get one way or the other. Once you make that decision and cross the line, you intuitively, at that point, the energy will take you towards your target.
Yes.
And you cannot straddle the line. Yes, I'm going to lose weight. Someday I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop drinking after Christmas. Okay, I'm going to do this. That's straddling the line.
Right.
I'm going to try this job. If it doesn't work out, I'll go back to what I was doing.
Right.
Once we make that decision, that creates enthusiasm.
Yes.
And then when we take action, it gives us results.
Yes. I agree. I think that's wonderful. There's a one of the last chapters in your book. It's it's very of course martial arts, and as a sixth degree black belt, you know exactly. You know you live this as well. But maybe you can tell people what your concept of Budo or the way means.
Well, Budo is that center of us. It's that passion for doing the very best, giving everything that we have in the right direction. You know, to go out, when I say on the floor of our dojo and we're working out what you're doing today, whether it's a strike or you're kneeling or you're bowing or you're helping another student, the energy and the enthusiasm and the passion and the sincerity that you put into that is your being. And when we can tap into that, even if it's just once a day, and then maybe twice a day, it creates a synergy, an energy that is the way. It's the way of becoming a peaceful warrior, if you'd like, somebody that people would intuitively look at you and say, you're a sixth-degree black belt. You don't look like you could hurt anybody.
Right. You do. You have this very manly yet gentle look in your eyes, Brad.
Yeah, and you look back at them and say, I wouldn't hurt anybody.
Yes.
And they believe you.
Yes.
And to me, Budo is a mission, a purpose.
Yes. Yes.
And if we can get that, if we can find that, I can tell you that from the adults that walk in and out of my dojo every day, very few of them know what they're doing in life. They're just doing what they've always done because they've always done it.
Yes, yes.
And you see that emptiness.
Yes.
And if now and again I'll hit a point and I'll say, yeah, but you like doing this. Yeah, I love doing that. And you'll see a smile come on.
Right, right.
And go do that. Well, yeah, I guess I should.
Yes, that's that comfort zone, huh? We always get in that comfort zone of, and I hate to say, you're lazy, but I mean, we do. We get into a comfort zone of it's too scary to step outside the box. Change is scary, but we
can't. Comfort zones are interesting, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
Because they really are comfortable, and really my job is to make the comfortable uncomfortable, and the uncomfortable comfortable.
Yes.
And there is very few things that I've ever gotten in my life or done for other people has been within my comfort zone.
Yes, yes, it's true.
And if we think about a box, and I'm inside the center of that box in my comfort zone, the only way out of that prison is for me to ask help for somebody on the outside to unlock the door. And that's a key that I've mentioned a few times, is that mentorship.
Yes.
Saying, can you unlock the door for me and help me mm-hmm. go to the other side mm-hmm. and guide me and give me hope?
Yeah.
Because the clarity, left to my own devices, Doctor, mm-hmm. I would be a mess.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I really understand what you're saying.
My head is a terrible place to live, especially when it's vacant and I'm the only one there. So I resource several people in my life on a daily basis yes. to say, this is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And they usually look at me and say, you're nuts. And they give me some clarity. Right. And then I get back to the inner warrior.
I love that. And I love the loss, you know, lose that ego, lose that pride, just be honest, because, you know, letting down all those defenses and being honest and losing a lot of that ego, it really allows for us to be in that constant learning state, which is
absolutely
wonderful. Yeah.
And we reap what we sow.
Yes, we do.
And it's a universal truth. I think yeah. it has been since we've been on this planet, is that the more people we help, mm-hmm. the better we will be. Mm-hmm. And it does not mean that we have to go out there and you know, bust our backs day in and day out, hour in and hour out. But when we get out of that self-induced, mm-hmm. it's all about me,
right.
and get into what can I do to help you, it's amazing how things turn around immediately. Can I give you a real one quick question?
Sure.
Bonnie and I were taking our in-laws to Florida for, mm-hmm. for my mother-in-law's 80th birthday, and she's mm-hmm. going to visit her sister and what have you. So real quick, I talked to my mentor, and I said, he goes, well, you don't seem like you want to go. I said, well, I'm going to be there with family the whole time. you know, of course, I'm supposed to be
sure.
a warrior. He looks at me and says, well, what do you want from this? I said, oh, well, I just want to have fun.
Okay.
And he says, it's all about you.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, my goodness, I'm going there for her 80th birthday.
Yeah.
And the moment I turned it around and said, right. what can I do for you, Mom?
Yes.
I had the best 2 weeks of my life.
Right. That's
and it was
wonderful.
It was just an attitude adjustment.
Right.
When I got out of self, I had a wonderful time.
That is such an important proponent.
And I should know that.
Yes.
I wrote the book.
Yes, you did. Well put. And folks, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the author of Unleash Your Inner Warrior. It's really a wonderful book on how to change your mindset and really be happier, live the life of your dreams. And it is a great self-help book, really interesting reading, and it moves very fast. So you'll probably want to review some of the pieces as well. And it's Brad Winneberg, our author today. Brad, how can people get in touch with you? How can they get the book? And, you know, just find out more about your seminars and workshops and personal coaching, stuff like that.
Well, thank you for asking.
Sure.
The book is Unleash Your Inner Warrior, and they can find it on Amazon.com mm-hmm. or BarnesandNoble.com. Mm-hmm. They can go directly to our website, which is UnleashYourInnerWarrior.com. And we do have workbooks on there available. We also have a free mini workshop on there that will help you walk through how to identify my purpose.
That's great.
Some of the issues that you might be dealing with and some solutions to those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, mm-hmm. or UnleashYourInnerWarrior.com.
All righty. Brad, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really enjoyed reading your book as well.
I have been honored and blessed to be able to talk to you in the audience.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And God bless you and your family. Bonnie sounds like an amazing woman, by the way.
She is. She's my rock.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
All righty, Brad. Thanks so much for calling in. Take good care.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye now. All right. My guest again, Brad Winneberg, author of Unleash Your Inner Warrior. And you now have all of the tools for you to change your life. And yes, you too, ladies, can unleash your inner warrior. Now, I have to admit, at first, when I looked at this, I went, oh, that's scary to me. I'm a woman. I'm not a warrior. But, you know, I did go through black belt training. I have a black belt in Taekwondo. And I did learn to, you know, have my Taekwondo spirit around me at all times. And inner warrior is, it's not about fighting and anger and punching and being aggressive. And it's about being strong within. And taking responsibility and being a learner and being open to others' help. That's what that's about. And, of course, finding your passion and having self-discipline, not all the time living through painful things in life and having to, you know, put up with drudgery every day and all that. It's kind of making your life a lot better. So there you go, folks. All right, this is Dr. Michelle with you. And if you want to call in, make some comments or questions, you can do so. I'd love to hear from you. 323-203-0815 is the number here live in the studio. And I wanted to give you a little bit of information just as well before I get into one of my listeners' questions quickly that I wanted to answer. You can find me on my website at drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com. That's abbreviated, of course, with two L's. And, you know, learn more about my philosophies of positive life changes. Mm-hmm. Detoxing from the drama in your life. Getting out of there. Learning more about yourself and really be willing to make the changes. You know, as Brad was just talking about, too, you got to make changes. You know, sometimes people come into my office and they say, okay, tell me what, fix me. You know, they want me to make, I have a client who I'm seeing later today who says, I wish you could just wave a magic wand and fix me. And I say, no, no, you have to do this yourself. I can give you some of the suggestive tools. I can give you some of the positive input as to what I see in you as a spectacular human being and some of the wonderful things you can achieve, but only you and yourself have to find it. You get to identify it, and you get to identify those steps. Here are some of the steps that other people have taken in order to make their lives better. But you may choose some of these, or you may have some other skills that you might suggest for yourself. So that's what I do. You know, I'm right there along with you, but I don't tell you what to do. I make suggestions, offer ideas, tell you what's worked in the past for other people, and really encourage you to find it within yourself, you know. And one more, I'm going to quickly go over an email that I received. And let's see, it looks like it's from Lynette here. And she said, Dear Dr. Michelle, I want to learn some of the tools for more effective communication. We don't have a lot of time left here, but let me just tell you what I've learned. She wants to speak a little more clearly with her family members because apparently she said she's having problems with them and they just don't get her, as she says. So, Lynette, when you're talking to other people, it's really important to own what's yours. And we were just talking about personal responsibility. You know, it's a strength, not a weakness. Admitting when you're wrong. Admit when you're wrong. If you have a conflict, look for and admit what's yours. Respond to criticism with empathy, Lynette. Okay? It's easy to feel that other people are wrong and you get defensive. Just listen. Try to see others' point of view, which goes in the same way with that. Listen carefully to what people are saying. And I'm not dumping on you now, Lynette. I'm just saying these are some of the tools you can do. And a lot of this involves letting some of your ego go and allowing, you know. Stay focused when you're talking with someone. It's tempting to kind of bring up some of the past stuff when you're having problems, but stay focused on current issues. You know, it's really important to do that. Look for compromise. Always look for compromise because that will help you. What are you willing to do? What am I willing to do? Where can we compromise? There's a gray. Don't give up. That's really a big message, is don't give up on someone. I'm done. I'm never talking to you again. I'm going to play passive-aggressive games. I am done. Don't do that. Don't give up. And Lynette, I have a little bit more of this information if you would like. I have emailed you back. And folks, if you want to email me a problem or a question, or you want to make a comment on one of my shows, or you want to, you can, of course, download a lot of the archived shows and get all the information on our website here at latalkradio.com. Find out more and get help with all sorts of stuff. Relationships, self-esteem, anxiety, depression, things like that. I'm all about helping you out. And that's what I do. And that's what I am. And this is Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist. I really hope you enjoyed today's show. And listen, I'll be back. And of course, like I said, you can download all the shows here at LA Talk Radio. Always a pleasure to be with you. Next week, I have a big surprise for you. No, I'm not going to tell. That would ruin it. All right, as I always say, it's time for me to go. And also, as I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then then reach out. Bye-bye.
Smoking.